Bear Podcast 345.
Time is 34. Oh, that is so cool. Okay, here we go. That is nasty, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what everybody's going to be like Thursday after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right. Nap,
taking naps.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Mm-hmm. And how are you, Maynard?
Oh, pretty good. Very good. And how about you?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here waiting to get done with the show so I can start cooking.
Oh, you're going to cook? What are you going to cook today?
I'm making sweet potato pie.
Oh,
I was supposed to make them last night because we had our little Thanksgiving thing at work today. And I showed up this morning, I'd like totally spaced and forgot that I was supposed to be bringing pie.
Ah, okay.
So I'll cook them that and bring them tomorrow because y'all have something to eat then.
So you're in charge of dessert. Okay.
Well, I had to go pick up Patrick today. He had minor surgery.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell me about it more later. What happened? Well, as for me, I'm assigned to make egg rolls.
It's how do you get that happen?
Traditional Thanksgiving food, egg rolls. That's when the pilgrims met the natives and they served egg rolls. Right? That's how it happened.
Back who was the first Filipino in the U.S.?
I don't know. I don't know. I could be anyone. Could be anyone. Jose Rizal? I don't know. But anyway, so let's go entertain our listeners. Welcome to episode 345, folks. And Ray and I are here. It's a couple of days now until Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah, and we're both cooking out. So anything special happened to you this weekend?
Let's see. I went and saw Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
and the Deathly Hallows, part one. 3 hours long, and I cried.
You cried? You cried on a Harry Potter movie?
Well, yes.
Well,
there's a part at the front that got me all misty and teary-eyed.
Maybe I'll feel the same way.
And I got a little upset when I think it was George that got hit in the head. And even though I read all this in the book, knew it was going to happen, but I'd forgot a lot of stuff that happened in the book too. That so because you said I go back and read the book before I go see the movies, but and then at the end when Dobby died, I was. All teary-eyed.
Oops, spoilers. Sorry, guys.
Well, if you hadn't read the book, if you read the book, it's no spoiler. But if you hadn't read the book, then you're a loser. And you're missing out on a whole lot of shit that they don't put in the movies.
Email him, ray@bearpodcast.com. Or I'll have hate mails.
If you're a true diehard Potter fan and you ain't seen the movie by now, well, then you're not a real hard Harry Potter fan.
Mm-hmm. I am a Harry Potter fan. I read all the books. I know what's going to happen. And I just, I'm just looking forward to it this coming weekend. Yeah.
Well, you could have went with us, but no, I gotta wait for Mike.
Okay, these are special movies that Mike and I watch, like Harry Potter, Jackass the movie. You know, special movies like that.
Kung Fu.
Yeah. So, Mike and I are gonna do this coming weekend before one. Probably before watching his football. So that's what we're going to keep us busy.
Well, remember, the movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes, so you got to plan way ahead of time.
I know.
And I highly recommend IMAX.
Oh, really? Okay. I should buy tickets for this weekend then. Okay, so what else? You went to a party?
Let's see. Bruce Bowles, HAB member and friend, had a little welcome get-together party at his house to meet the new boyfriend, Gary, that moved here from Colorado.
Wow.
So that was nice. He seemed like a real nice guy. I didn't really get to talk to him that much. He was kind of quiet, and
mm-hmm.
we were just talking. And, you know, it's everybody we normally run around with, so we were sitting there talking about stuff and everything. So, but that was nice. It was a nice little party there. And then I saw him again on Sunday at the HAB pool party.
Oh, the pool party. So, okay, tell us about the party and the pool party in the middle of fall.
Well, it was held at Midtown Spa. they gave us a special deal. We could get in for free, and we got our locker free. And if we brought in guests, all they had to do was buy a locker. So that was like $14. So it wasn't too bad. Got there. We had snacks, and HAB members had access to a punch.
A punch? Okay.
Punch, yeah.
So you can actually drink. It's probably one of the first times that they offered drinks, or you guys had drinks in there.
Well, they consider what we were doing a private party.
Ah, it's a private party, so you can bring drinks in a bathhouse.
So we did that, and the pool was open to everybody, but you know, we had our little area off to us, and it was nice. That's my first time truly going to a bathhouse. I'd been there once before when me and Carlos did a tour a couple years ago. We were talking about doing a pool party there and doing a foam party out on the patio in the middle of the summer, and it just kind of fell through and never happened. But this kind of worked out, and it made more sense to do it this time, so we did it, and it was fun. I enjoyed myself.
I should have gone.
At first I was like, okay, am I going to be worried about being naked in front of people? And I was like, Ray, most of these people that are going to be here have seen you naked at pools before.
Yeah. Also, you'll be wearing towels walking around, right?
Well, not really.
You were eating and everything, you're drinking and eating in the nudes?
Well, I took a pair of shorts with me because I figured I'd have to go work at the food area and stuff. So I took those, but you know, while I was in the water, I was naked. So
oh yeah, if you're in the water, it's fine.
Too, so, and there's a lot of nice eye candy to look at, you know.
Ah, okay. Really? How about for bears? Are there lots of bears who went?
There's a good amount of bears, so
okay.
There's a a bunch of people that were there that was just at Midtown Spa, but they kind of left us alone.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, but the best thing was I took.
It's kind of weird being left alone in a bathhouse. All right.
That's really sad if you get left alone in a bathhouse.
That is really sad.
But I took the new boy with me.
Uh huh.
The new boy's never been to a bathhouse.
Oh my
god.
He's shocked? Oh my god.
He's very shy.
Oh.
And I've never really done anything like this before. In fact, he just turned 18 a couple months ago. So.
Oh, good Lord.
I took him and I said, are you going to be okay with this? I said, if anybody gets out of hand, or if I'm not around or something, by yourself or something, I said, just say no. They don't understand. Beat the shit out of them.
Or come scream like a girl. Ah!
So,
you do that.
We got there and, they stood around. They stayed close to me and. And then I went and relieved Carlos for a little bit so he could get and enjoy the pool because he'd been sitting there serving food and drinks pretty much all day long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I left a little shy boy alone. Next thing I know, him and Carlos are out there playing all grab ass with each other.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
I said, so much for being shy now.
Shy.
So I gave him a hard time about that. And then we went and toured around the bathhouse because I never really been there as a, in the bathhouse, so it was interesting.
Okay.
They need a better television system with their porn on it because the TV stuff they had set up with the porn, they were all shitty videos or just bad reception. Like they needed to have some wiring fixed or something. There's some bad connection somewhere. That's the only complaint I had. So I actually did a public sex act.
Oh, really? What?
There's a place upstairs. It used to have a sling in it. A couple years ago when I went there was a sling out there for everybody's use. And I went up there where it was and it wasn't there. And I was like, oh, well. And
might as well lie down and lift your legs up.
Well, no. And so I told the boy, I said, give me a blowjob. And he's like, okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
So I was getting a blowjob. And then this old man walked up and was staring at us. And he whipped out his dick and started jacking off. And I was like, I just kind of lost it. I was like, okay.
Sorry to our.
And then we walked around a little bit now, just to see what it was all about. So,
that is
why. I'm not a big public, and I'm a voyeur, not an exhibitionist. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe if there's the right people watching.
Yeah.
But that was about it. But it was cool, everybody was kind of some people in the club were griping about, we're going to come off as a sex club. And I said, have you met the people that are in this organization? I said, what's the difference between going to somebody's private pool party and doing the same shit that people will be doing at the bathhouse?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're not a sex club. If people don't want to go, they don't go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like it's promoted.
What a lot of people act like they don't understand is Midtown Spa is one of the Houston Air Bear sponsors. I mean, they give us discounts. for members to get in to Midtown Spas, any of them, I think, or maybe just one here in Houston. They always give us free condoms, and they do host a cocktail party at Bear Watch, and they do a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, it's just like, thanks that y'all want to get in for free and have a pool party. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So
I was there a couple, many years ago. Mike and I went there just to, you know, just to go to the pool and really, really swim in the nude and just walk around. And
oh, maybe I'll have, maybe I'll do a double date, Maynard.
Oh, we should do, okay. We can do a double date at Midtown Spa.
Or maybe we need to have Bear podcast listener night at Midtown Spa.
You know what? I was thinking about doing that last Sunday night. When, if I did go, I would have gone. I brought my recorder or something. But
yeah. Well, I was kept waiting for you to show up. I was like, oh, this would be kind of cool. Maynard, get in here, the echo. And we could walk down the hallways and hear the, oh, yeah, fuck my ass. Fuck it. Hard. Oh, yeah, daddy. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Next time we'll do that. On the next pool party.
Listeners, what do y'all think? Would y'all come join us at Midtown Spa in Houston if y'all live in Houston or close by? I'd come in for the weekend.
You have to be over 18.
You have to be 18 or older.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Come hang out with us in the pool. And people were wearing, there were some people wearing bathing suits, and that was fine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, nobody really cared. I mean,
wait, bathing suits as in bikinis? Like,
no, I think a couple of people had on just like regular bathing suits.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
A couple of people had them on at the beginning, and then they got taken off, and it was all good. But, you know, probably. It was all very relaxed. You know, nobody did anything. You know, there's not obnoxious groping and stuff like that people didn't.
I knew it's just going to be like that. Just because it's a bathhouse and you have a group going there doesn't mean everybody's going to grope each other just immediately right there. It's just...
And you know what? It's nice just to get naked sometimes and hang out naked.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing makes you feel better about your body is when if you're naked in front of people and they don't care and you don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you get off that initial shyness about it, you know, it's once I got pushed past that, I was fine. And boy, man, he was naked like that. He's like, bam. I was like, all right, mm-hmm. Mr. Shy.
Yeah. And then comes the smell. If you're standing, no, I'm kidding. When you're standing someone, you know.
Well, everybody pretty much took showers before they got in the pool, so it was all good.
Oh, yeah, everybody's showered up. Because I heard about that in the nudist colonies, or, you know, when everybody's naked in their house, somebody's house, and they get together and everybody gets naked, and then later on, people are sitting on the couch, and then some noses are at the butt level, and they can, you know, people are smelling each other. But that happens, I guess.
That's dogs. I don't think people do that, but
it's unavoidable, I guess, in bathhouse situations. So, last weekend I just stayed home. I just geeked out. I watched Social Network. I don't know if you've.
I haven't seen it yet. I was waiting for it to come out on Netflix.
Oh, really? Okay. You just watch it on Netflix. But it's pretty good in sense. If you're a geek, or if you're into computers, or, you know, if you're you know, kind of into Facebook, and you'll get to know what's going on in Mark Zuckerberg's mind, the owner. He's the youngest billionaire in the world. He's only 26 years old. And... yeah, it's a good story. Narration. I'm trying to find the right word, but it's a good story of Mark Zuckerberg's success.
Were there any gays in the movie?
No, there were no gay acts. There were no gay people, and they're only geeks. But there are some guys and girls. Yeah. And before, it was called The Facebook.
Yeah.
And then later on, it was only for schools. And then later on, it became open for all. So it's really good. I like the movie.
And now
but
it's in engulfing the world.
Yes, it is. More than 500 million. I don't know how many now. Probably 600 million by now. It's just so many people.
And you know what? All of a sudden, I can see it one day. We're going to start charging for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! They only charge, let's say, a dollar a month.
Yep.
500 million people, $1 a month.
Yep.
Wow! Look at that. That's nothing for regular consumers, and you could just get 500 million a month. Mm-hmm. And of course, you get premium services if you want to, but that's the point. They don't want to charge. They don't even want. advertising too much because it's going to clutter the page. And sure enough, it's become this.
But they got to be making those billions from somewhere.
Oh yeah, they are. They still do, but advertisers. But
yeah.
But it's not as bad as MySpace. You know, MySpace is just all riddled with. I don't even use MySpace anymore.
I don't know. I think I was on MySpace account about a month ago because I got a reminder about something. So.
Oh, okay. You got to check your MySpace once in a while because some of the listeners might be contacting
you. So what were
you
coding this weekend?
I've been coding... Okay. To all you geeks out there who are... Or maybe nerds. Nerds out there programming. I've been programming lots of PHP. And
you're doing PHP? Isn't that stuff kind of hard? Isn't that stuff kind of bad for you?
No.
Isn't that the date rate job?
No, it's not. No, I think that's GHB.
Okay.
I'm writing a lot of PHP and doing an MVC pattern and trying to learn or rewrite whatever's out there already. But I'm learning a lot and it's good. I like the flexibility of how you do it in PHP. So yeah, that's what I'm
doing. PHP like Perl.
It's like Perl. It's very much like Perl. But it's very famous. Actually, dig.com is written in PHP. And I think parts of, or most applications on Facebook are all in PHP. I think Facebook is in PHP even. So, it's a pretty good application language. So, if you guys are nerds out there, let me know. And maybe we can exchange some tips or anything. Anyway, so that's our updates, actually.
Well, speaking about staying home and geeking out and watching Social Network on Saturday, mm-hmm. and I have to watch it when Netflix...
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Releases it. This is a segue for you, Maynard.
Yes.
This is a segue.
Netflix right now. Ray and I are big Netflix fans, and we watch Netflix all the time. I even watch Netflix on my iPhone while at the gym.
Well, unfortunately, I can't watch Netflix right now unless I get one of the DVDs because I can't get my freaking LG Blu-ray DVD Netflix player to work. So if anybody has any ideas about how to fix the damn thing, call me. I'll cook you dinner if you can get it working for me again.
Maybe somebody can send you one.
I think as much as I pay for that thing, it'll last at least 3 or 4 years.
Well, okay. So, right now, well, it started yesterday. Is it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Monday. It started Monday, November 22nd, that Netflix is raising the prices of some of its subscription plans, and it is shifting its focus to streaming video as more members move to the internet to watch movies and television shows. Yeah, so right now, for $7.99, you can get streaming only. Right?
Which is what was the old membership price?
Well, there was...
For streaming and DVD.
Actually, for DVD, one at a time, like what I have right now, it's $8.99. So,
yeah. Well, if you're already registered, it didn't go up until January.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm pretty much grandfathered in until January. So by starting January, I'll be charged $9.99 for my one DVD. So I think it's a good price at that point, getting a $9.99... Well, I don't like the price increase, but going online only, streaming only, there's not much choices in Netflix, so that's why I still there's a lot, but not the ones I usually watch.
The whole gay section, most of the gay stuff, movies I watch on there, they're only on DVD.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why I still get the DVD. One at a time is good. So that's the sweet spot right there, $9.99.
And what I have to watch out for is I'll go order the DVD and then all of a sudden it's on streaming and I'll watch it on streaming. Then I forget to go take it off the DVD list and then I get the DVD in. So
yeah, so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to get the $9.99 and you're gonna stick with $9.99 also, right?
Yeah, that way I can still get the gay movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they usually always seem to come out on the DVD first.
That's right. So. I think this is only, let me see here. It's an article actually from MSNBC. Netflix is also launching a $7.99 a month streaming only plan in the US to accommodate the online shift, which I think they are also offering this to Canadians to do.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's going to be $7.86 Canadian dollars, I guess.
You notice that more people since higher internet speeds are going into households now that more people are on Netflix. But how many more years do you think it'll be before you get at choice programming instead of what you can watch on TV?
Hmm.
Like, imagine that you get to choose. So you go in and you can look at all, say, people produce TV shows. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There might be limited commercials in them. And you're paying to have less commercials, but, you know, to subsidize stuff, they do it. But, I mean, a lot more shows can be developed and put out there. And then they can catch the downloads and get a much more accurate read of what people are watching, mm-hmm, than sitting at home hoping somebody's going to watch something when it's on at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm, I mean, pretty much, I think 90% of the people I know, everything they watch is DVD.
DVR. Yeah.
Excuse me, DVD's recorded.
Yeah, that's true. Because they have statistics for that already too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and the statistics, when they count in the stuff that's watched 1 or 2 days later from when it's recorded, totally changes the demographics of certain shows out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all DVR right now. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the networks deal with that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of the networks in the next couple of years didn't come out and say, okay, this is our ABC network deal. You can subscribe to it for $5 a month, and you have access to all these shows, and you can watch them whenever you want, many times you want, blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah,
and with that stuff, you can also set maybe a more adult.
Yeah, adult
programs. So there's more based on stuff like adult, because you know what? Logo's cute, but other than a couple of the reality shows, it's about worthless. Because everything is so cut back on the movies they show that it cuts out all the fun stuff, like the nudity and...
Oh, really? Is that what you're after when you watch Logo?
Well, no, but, you know, if I'm going to watch a gay movie,
mm-hmm, yeah,
I expect at least to be some men kissing men and getting it on and it being pretty heavy and stuff. And most of that stuff still gets cut out on Logo.
I know. That's really sad.
And once
so,
it gets past
it's not,
heavy
it's,
bedding.
Yeah, it's not like Queer as Folk. It's Queer as Folk is really heavy. I mean, it was really a...
Yeah, but Queer as Folk wasn't done on a network like that.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You have to pay, I think. I think it was in Showtime back then.
Yeah, it was on Showtime.
So. Yeah, so you have to pay. Anyway, so going back to Netflix. So that's Netflix. And right now, there's also an option for $7.99 or $8.99. I think it's $7.99 for Hulu. What do you think of Hulu, Ray?
I've watched some shows on there, but I really hadn't explored it that much.
Okay. Hulu is okay. They show the last 5 shows of a series, for example. But then they just that's what they do. They don't if you get Hulu Plus, then you get all the shows back.
Does Hulu carry what's that science fiction show?
Walking Dead? No.
No.
That's only an AMC. AMC.
The one with what's his name? Pacey from.
From.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I don't know. What?
Fringe.
Fringe. Yes, it is. It is on.
Okay, because that might be a way for me to catch up with Fringe.
Yeah, you can do that. Now with Hulu Plus. Well, with Hulu by itself, you can watch it there. But you can also log in and get Hulu Plus for $7.99, I think. I think it's $7.99 or $8.99. Yeah, I think, well, any of those price points. But
I haven't been on Hulu in a while.
Yeah, I haven't been either. I wanted to, for a week, I need to watch, I need to catch up on Chuck, that one.
Yeah. I used to go through and watch all the new, because they release all the trailers on there pretty soon, as soon as they start talking about the movies. And I used to go in there and watch all the trailers at lunchtime. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. At lunchtime. But anyway, let's move on. So that's Netflix. Tell me, guys. Oh, I have to thank all the people from Facebook who's been messaging me I posted something about Netflix, and I got a lot of responses about this one. So thank you guys for commenting. And people like my friend Tony from St. Louis, he's on an 8-disc a month. Can you imagine that? That's a lot.
Maybe if they didn't have
8 the
streaming stuff, I'd probably up it, because I think I dropped it from 3 when they got the streaming stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
To 1.
I did the same thing. Actually, even dropped to the $4.99 because, but then it's too limited on the 2-hour a month only streaming. So I wanted the one up would be good. So yeah, it's actually $1 for each disc. So if you have one disc at a time, you get $1. If you get two discs at a time, you get additional $2. If you get you know what I mean. See what I mean? If you got 8 discs, I guess it's gonna be $8 each. That's big. That's kind of a big investment there. Well, not really an investment. It's more like an expense. Okay, so yeah, that's it, Netflix. So tell us about your Netflix experience, if you're going to stay on Netflix. Okay, let's move on. What your article, Ray, about gay couples.
Gay couples? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're going to jump back to, you're talking about big things.
Yeah.
We're going to jump back up one.
Oh, okay, okay.
Segue back into the first topic.
All right, okay. The first topic is?
San Francisco may ban circumcision.
That's right.
San Francisco is known for strict or controversial laws. You can get fined for sitting on the city sidewalks during the day and for not segregating your garbage. You also won't be able to find Happy Meal toys since they're outlawed.
They're not?
I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But the city is looking to add a new ban on the list as Lloyd Socio is proposing the ban on circumcision. Under his proposal, you can't be circumcised even for religious reasons if you don't follow, even for... You can't be circumcised even for religious reasons. If you don't follow the ban, you can get fined $1,000 and even jail for a year.
Oh, my God.
Shofa is a part of advocates that are known as inactivists. They are proposing to make it unlawful to circumcise, excise, cut, or mutilate the whole or any part of the foreskin, testicles, or penis.
That's not circumcision if you cut off the testicles.
The ban is only applicable for males below 18 years old.
Oh, okay. So if you're 19, then you can get cut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Circumcision has long been a controversial issue that has been debated on in countless number of times. I know I've talked about it plenty of times. People do it for several reasons, mainly because of religion and culture. On the other side of the coin, parents who refuse to do it to their children say that circumcision is mutilation. Doctors and scientists also are debating on the benefits and risk. However, they're still unable to come up with a solid proof regarding the benefits and risk. So it's one of those things, well, you know, it has its benefits and it has its risk, and neither one really outweigh each other. So, and then you get back that whole personal preference. Some guys like guys that are cut. Some guys like guys that are uncut. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Do you have a preference?
And, but this thing, I think, is basically saying you get to make the choice.
Yeah.
When you're an adult to do that,
or and get out of the state.
Or you know, or don't have your baby in.
Or yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going labor. I'm gonna cross the border.
Yeah, so
maybe if you're in San Diego, so, right, to drive.
Personally, I always prefer. I wish I was uncut, but it never happened. So
I've
known somebody that recently in the last 2 years got circumcised.
Oh, really? Because,
and I asked them why, and they said, "Well, I just think it looks better and it feels nicer." And I said, "You didn't feel like you lost it?" So he said, "No, not really." So
okay.
He said the most painful thing about it was the stitches that kept catching on his underwear.
Ah, okay.
So until it healed up.
Tell me offline who that is later. So that's circumcision. I mean, it's I guess it's something that's going to be bad. I mean, it's still a proposal, right? I don't think that this is gonna go. This will be struck down.
Can you imagine all the Jewish people in San Francisco allowing this to pass?
I know. Or yeah, or some Catholics too, you know. So I would see there's going to be
they are for circumcision.
Yeah,
are the Muslims? I mean, Muslims. If you're born Muslim, you're circumcised.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be. So I guess there's going to be an exodus of Jewish people, Catholics, and Muslims out of California going.
Maybe that's what they're doing it for. Maybe they're trying to do ethnic cleansing over there or something. I don't know.
Ethnic cleansing.
You can't by get way cut of here. Bible says you gotta get cut. Get out.
Yeah, cleansing through circumcision. Yeah, so that's California, I guess. I find it weird though that they have to bring this up. I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, it's people's choice, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
But would that be a choice that you'd like to make, or would you like that being a choice for your parents to make?
I would like that to be my choice.
Okay.
It would have been my choice. I would, because, I had no choice. I didn't have a choice.
I think that's why they're doing this, that you make the choice.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Oh, no, I'd be uncut if I had my way about it.
Oh, yeah. I guess me too. I would prefer it. Anyway, so yeah, so what do you guys think? Are you guys well? Do we have babies? Do we have listeners who have babies or nieces? I'm sure they're nieces, nephews. I mean, nephews maybe who have
I know one of the women in our office, when her baby was born, her husband didn't want the baby. Okay. Didn't want him circumcised because he was uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. And the mom took the baby back in when he was like, I don't even think it's a year old. That had him circumcised because she got tired of dealing with the urinary tract. Because he kept getting urinary tract infections.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, well, is that because the baby's getting urinary tract infections? Or the diapers aren't being changed enough or what? I don't know. But I was just like, and she didn't need the permission of the husband to do that. She just took the baby and told him to circumcise when they did it. And she paid for it.
Oh, you have to pay for it? I thought it's part of it.
Oh, no. You get charged. I'm sure if you go look down the breakdown, and if you ever have a baby, there's going to be circumcision charge on there.
Oh, okay. Snip, snip. Why would they just do it at home? Can't you just do it at home?
Do you want your parents cutting on your dick at home?
No, not a good idea. I'm just kidding.
Okay. My mama couldn't even boil water, much less touch my penis and try to cut on it.
Oh, my God. Same as mine. So, okay, what do you guys think about circumcision being banned in San Francisco? Oh, it's only in San Francisco. Okay, so I thought it's in California.
No, San Francisco.
Okay, so it's only just in San Francisco. Well, that's good. They can just go to Sacramento. Or they can just go to Oakland. They're good to go. And, okay, so let's go on. Let's. What's next, Ray?
Well, you know, we use Skype to do our podcasting with.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
We're on it now.
Using it right now.
A gay couple uses Skype to legally marry in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read this because it still didn't make that much sense to me, but they've done it somehow.
And I guess it's legal, yeah.
However, it says a couple in Texas took things to the next level by getting married over Skype. Through a Skype wedding, it is pretty remarkable in itself. There is something else extraordinary about this marriage ceremony. It's the first legal same-sex wedding in Texas. Mm-hmm. Mark Reed and Dante Walkup, I think that's how you said it, had been together 10 years, and when they decided it was high time, they tied the knot. Unfortunately, they wanted nothing more than to get married in their native Texas. There's a state that does not legally allow same-sex couples to marry. However, Reed and Walkup were not to be deterred, and the two came up with a way to have a legal wedding without flying family and friends to another state. Jay Morris writes that the couple traveled to Washington, D.C. back in May to receive their certificate of marriage. Fast forward 5 months, and the two were married in Texas with a D.C. official accompanied by several witnesses marrying them via Skype. So they got their license in D.C., and they come back and had the ceremony here, and the pastor was over Skype with the witnesses and stuff, and they did all that.
So
Skype with video.
It's still a D.C. certificate, though.
It's still a D.C. certificate, which is not valid in the state of Texas.
Yeah, okay. So, what would make it illegal, I guess, is the officiator or the Justice of the Peace doing it here in Texas. So the way around it is to have him somewhere else in another state, like D.
Yeah, but Texas doesn't recognize gay marriage.
Yeah, that's true. So
legally in D.C. they're married, but according to the laws of Texas, they are not recognized.
So you can't really say this is a real legally legal marriage in Texas. No, it's not at all. It's just officiated.
No, it's not. But it was officiated in D.C. and they're legally married in D.C. because they have a D.C. license, mm-hmm. marriage license.
So everybody's done that. I mean, everybody not everybody, but there are many people I know has done that. They've done that in Toronto. They've done that in Massachusetts or somewhere in California.
Where are you getting married?
I don't know. I don't know yet when.
He hasn't asked you yet.
No, he hasn't asked me.
I told you, putting out early.
Yeah. Maybe it's too early. Maybe we'll reach that 10-year mark again, Mark, and we'll see. Okay, so what do you guys think? Email us, show@bearpodcast.com. Tell us what you think about this gay couple being married.
You can tell us about
Texas.
What you feel about uncircumcised gay marriages in Texas.
Yeah. You have to be uncircumcised. Yeah, well, you can be. It's your choice. Okay, so next, Ray, what's next? Oh, this is my article. Okay.
That's your article. That's the big one.
Okay, this is really big for all you guys, well, for some people who would... This kind of hits us home because we have friends who are HIV positive. And there's a big development right now and makes AIDS, the outlook on AIDS, more hopeful. So there are three striking developments that took place on Tuesday. UN officials say new HIV cases are dropping dramatically worldwide. A study showed that a daily pill already on pharmacy shelves could help prevent new infections in gay men. And, of course, condoms remain the best weapon against AIDS, and the new prevention pill is not chemically equivalent. It's not the chemical equivalent. But scientists call it a true breakthrough. The pill, it's called the Truvada, is already used to treat people with HIV. And a three-year global study found that daily doses cut the risk of infection in healthy gay and bisexual men when given with condoms, counseling, and prevention services. So that's a new. It's the gay Viagra. It's the gay Viagra.
Truvada. No, I don't think it's gay Viagra because there's plenty of gay men that take Viagra. But I think what it's good for is that are gays that are in relationships where one partner is HIV positive and the other's not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's another preventative measure for there. And just like Julio always preaches to me, the only safe sex is not having sex or using a condom for HIV transmission.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing anal sex. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So, you know, I hope it doesn't lead to people say, oh, we got something. I can take this pill and I won't get HIV now, which is
nope.
That's not what it's saying. It said it helps prevent it.
It helps prevent it. Also, HIV is not the only STD you could get. You could get syphilis, gonorrhea. You could still get
chlamydia. Syphilis epidemic. It's an epidemic proportions in Houston right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, our friend Julio will be on KPTH. Is that right?
KPFT, I guess.
KPFT. This weekend, I think at 11:30 or 1:30, I can't remember what time.
Really? You didn't tell me. Okay.
Talking about syphilis, yeah.
Oh my God. I should somehow get that. I should listen to that. Yeah, KPFT. It's after hours, past midnight.
So, and that's one of those things, syphilis, most people don't know they have it. Because unless you go get a test, it's usually undetectable.
Mm.
The gonorrhea usually gives the burning and the itchy, scratchy stuff, you know, the little pussy stuff, but
yep.
Syphilis, and you know, it's mostly in younger people that's getting it, but it's spread everywhere. I think I go to a doctor that's a gay, and he treats mostly gay patients. And I think he's testing everybody that walks in the door anymore. Said, "Let me test you. Give you, you know, because it's that out of control." So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. I mean, it's like way out of control here in Houston. So.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
So
that's how it is. Well, good for him that he's doing that in doing that in his own volition. Okay. Well, yeah. So that you remember just. This Truvada, I guess it's impressive. I mean, I have yet to see somewhere here in the U.S. or even here in Houston, people taking this would, you know.
I don't know. Maybe we need to try to find a doctor. We need to ask my doctor if he'd come on the show and talk to us about Truvada.
Oh, maybe he. Yeah, maybe he knows about it. Yeah, ask her. Ask him. Okay, so I guess we're going to wrap this up. It's not a very long show, but it that's good.
And we got some listener comments. Don't forget about
those. Oh, yeah. We have listener comments here. Okay, here's from John. I really enjoyed the show. It made me want to go to Universal Studios. Keep up the good work. It's for episode 343, Ray and Ralph's Orlando Trip and Walking Dead. So, yeah. Hey, Ray and Nard. That's from John.
John.
Thank you, John.
That's Kyle's daddy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. He listens to it.
Yeah.
I didn't know he listens to us. Okay, what else is going on? I am. Okay, we got it now. We got it right now. I am. It's from I am. I was listening to the podcast today at work, and whose name should I hear but my own? LOL. For future reference, that's I am. Pronounced like the contraction of I am. Great pod, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying. It's a good thing that people are still, you know, enjoying our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of enjoying shows, there's only two episodes of The Walking Dead left.
Really? Okay.
Yep. This Sunday and the Sunday
after. I have to keep signing up. That's what I've been doing. I've been trying to.
I didn't do it this week because I didn't get home until late Sunday night because I had to run to Huntsville and come back. But I was like, okay, there's still two more chances. So.
Mm-hmm. Two more chances. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see.
Oh, and one other thing, and hopefully I can find some more information on it, but I've talked about Being Human.
Oh, I've been starting to watch that.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know, there's the English version. Well, now Sci-Fi's picked up and created the American version.
Ah, this would be interesting.
And the vampire guy, it was the He was on Smallville.
Oh.
He was hot. He has a smoking body.
Ah, okay.
So, and then the other little guy that plays the werewolf guy, I recognize him, but I don't know what else he's been on. And the girl I didn't recognize, so, but I hope they didn't screw it up.
I sure hope not. I am watching the first, I've yet to finish the first episode of Being Human, the English version, so.
Yeah, the English version is a very good show. The first season I really liked. This last season has been.
It's an interesting show.
Yeah, and it's an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. Vampire, werewolf, and a ghost living together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, and one other thing about The Walking Dead, apparently this Thanksgiving weekend at some point there's a marathon. So if you missed any,
Okay, I'll tell my.
Check out AMC.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. So you guys.
There's gonna be back to back. Marathon of it, so you can record it or watch them. So
that'd be nice.
Yeah,
to catch up. I'll recommend it to some of my friends who haven't. I keep talking about it, Walking Dead, and they said they haven't watched it because they didn't start it. So
yeah,
there you go.
Well, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a gory horror movie. No, it's not that at all.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, there's some blood and guts and stuff, but it's very much like True Blood, where there's all this stuff going on, but then you get these little moments of people being people. So. Mm-hmm. And these other subplot stories going on. So.
Did you scream last Sunday when you watched it?
No, but there's a certain character on there that you thought was cute that I'm glad he got what was coming to him.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like the other guy, the other bear who's got the bat. He's pretty hot. I think he's Hispanic.
The Latino bear.
Oh, he's so hot. I think he's so hot. And he has to expose everything, you know, full beard and his chest and everything. Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to the next one next Sunday, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So let's wrap this up, Ray. So you can start cooking. We can start baking.
Make some pie.
Oh my God! You get princess points for baking. Oh, that's right. So what are you're making? What kind of pie again?
Sweet tater pie.
Okay. Good luck with that. I have to make my egg rolls. Okay. So if you guys have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Mm-hmm. Or you can also email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. And subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Who uses MySpace? But it's a way to promote the show. When you go to myspace.com/bearpodcast, you know, it still plays the latest episode. It always plays. So if you're in MySpace, go ahead. And also on Facebook, yeah, just like our page there. Just do a like page thingy. It's always good to have people liking the page. So the links are on the website on bearpodcast.com. Yeah, you can leave your comments there too. And do we have another comment? Yeah, I think I read all the comments, I think. And what else? iTunes, by the way. Why don't you guys leave a comment if you're downloading this show via iTunes? I'm sure you go to your iTunes program.
And
You can rate us there. You can... You can give us a good review. Yeah. Oh, really quick. Some news. You forwarded to me information about Bear Book. I checked it out. Bearbook.com. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the Facebook of bears. Wow. So that's Bearbook.com. If you guys want to check it out, I tried signing up. So who knows? Maybe we'll have the developer on the show. What do you think, Ray?
Okay.
We can do that. We could probably ask him. And also, there's another site. There's another topic. Oh, I just heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true. If you guys are familiar, IBR, International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco, it's going to be their last, I think, next year. I think that's going to be their last IBR. So if you guys have any information to confirm this, let me know. I could just go to the website, maybe. So that's the latest news. Get all the latest news from Bear Podcast. That's right. Okay. So, one more thing, Ray. What's Thanksgiving for you?
Going over to Patrick and Jerry's.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be at Gary and Andrew's. And like I said, I'm going to bring egg rolls on Thanksgiving. That's kind of unusual. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. And We will catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.